Hey friends, you're tuning in to Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives. Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Friday to you. Welcome to another episode of Wisdom and Wellness. Today is a very exciting, but also really scary day for me because my first ebook drops today, and I'm very excited about it. It is, it's been a long time coming, but then also not. when I started this series, I shared just about my journey of, stepping into some new things and, this new just direction that I feel God has been tugging at my heart when it comes to, talking about chronic pain and the mind-body syndrome and weaving it in heavily with biblical theology and what God has to say about our brains and our bodies. And so this ebook is When Desperation Meets Faith, and it's empowering you through the journey of your mind. And it's based on Isaiah 61:1, where it talks about setting the captives free. And, you know, as I've shared my journey on here of my story with chronic pain, this book really dives deep into not only my pain journey, but my healing journey that I've started walking in because of how much I've learned about the mind-body syndrome. And so I have a few episodes on here where I talk about my health journey, as well as interviews with some really amazing voices in the mind-body space, which I 100% suggest you go back and listen to after this. Obviously, it has not been an easy journey whatsoever. If you're going in the middle of starting, ending, a journey with any sort of pain, but especially for those of you who have struggled with chronic pain, there's a lot to learn. But I also think that it's a lot simpler than we have been taught to think. And, you know, I know that can either maybe sound like insensitive, an insensitive word to use, you know, when it comes to this topic specifically of dealing with chronic pain or maybe things that aren't easy to diagnose, right? And I know that there's a lot of you listening who have gone through like unimaginable health issues and circumstances. So I don't say simple as in like do these three steps and you'll be healed, but more simple when it comes to the mindset that we create around healing. Because the brain and the body work in a way that really does make so much sense. And so in my ebook and just other resources that, you know, we're going to be providing for you guys, pain science education is really, really, really important. And it has changed my entire perspective about physical pain to where it really does make a lot of more sense as to why many of us go through it the way that we do. And not sense, again, where it's just like, hey, press this button and it's done. But it just makes sense because we've been taught to look, you know, everywhere outside of ourselves for a cure rather than learning how to understand our beautiful brains and bodies that God has created so powerfully. Now, of course, all of our bodies and our stories are so different. There is not one... we've talked about this bioindividuality. Every single person is a little bit different. One size fits all is not a thing when it comes to learning how to support each one of our bodies optimally. But the one thing that is the same is the function and the structure of how our brain and our bodies work in tandem with each other. So in my ebook, we just dive deep into this process and learn all about the neuroscience, psychology, and biblical principles that all work together in conjunction in our healing journeys. And for me, you know, what I've gone through and what I've learned and where I am today, I just really feel like my calling has widened from worship ministry and the music side to ministry talking about this mind-body syndrome, just because of how much I've seen it bring healing to myself and those around me. And so it is a scary journey. I definitely feel unqualified. I really have a wanting to discount myself, wanting to stay quiet, you know, out of fear, maybe not articulating this well enough. I've definitely talked about it before to people and they probably have walked away more confused because it's a big topic and it's a big subject and it's just nuanced in the way that we can talk about it, especially if you've never, ever, ever, ever heard about the mind-body syndrome. It can sound a little crazy. But, you know, I know my own testimony and absolutely nobody can discount that for me, right? Kind of like when we come into an encounter with the presence of Jesus, maybe you can't necessarily have an amazing theological debate with somebody, but nobody can tell you the experience that you experienced didn't happen, right? And so that's how it's been for me when it comes to learning how to navigate and walk through a journey of healing with chronic pain. And I do believe that if you're listening today and you have chronic pain or back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, chronic migraines, I absolutely believe that there is hope for you and there is freedom for you when it comes to pain. And so if you are somebody who struggles with it, if you know somebody that struggles with it, if you're just interested because this sounds crazy and loony, and it's not, I promise, the link to my website is in the show notes and you can find all my information and my ebook is there for you to purchase. And so, yeah, I'm excited for that. So last week we talked about how quitting is easier than experiencing failure. It was part 3 of our You Can Do Hard Things series. And that's just because many of us have, you know, decided to pull out of something because of fear that we are going to fail. So we stop ourselves from even trying. I have absolutely done that myself. But we have to remember that failure brings growth. Growth brings change. And so that's why the ability to experience failure in a healthy way is actually really, really important. And today we're going to continue this You Can Do Hard Things series. It's also going to kind of stay in the vein of healing. And, you know, for this conversation, I'm talking about healing of all kinds, physical, mental, relational, spiritual, and emotional. And, you know, I wanted to call this episode Healing is Hard, but I was like, well, that doesn't feel like a super empowering title to make. You know, maybe a more proper thing to say is healing is painful, but like that's not encouraging as well. You know, but in essence, in my journey of walking through healing of all sorts, and you walking through your journeys of healing through all sorts, I thought getting to the healing part would be this beautiful, romantic process that I'd come out on the other side, you know, refreshed and renewed. And of course, don't get me wrong, there is beauty in it. The Bible says that he brings beauty out of ashes, huh? Amen. But there's the ashes part. There's a lot of ugly, hard stuff that I kind of wish I could have gotten a heads up about. I don't know from who, but you know, someone, it would have been great if they had told me. And I'm sure people have, but we're not ready to hear things until, you know, it means a lot to us, right? You know, I always assumed, obviously, healing from a broken heart would suck. And I, you know, for me, it is, I think, one of the hardest things I've gone through. You know, yes, when it comes to romantically, but even like with friendships, I think healing a broken heart from a friendship for me, obviously it's not like the same as ending a romantic relationship, but for me, it still is very, very painful and very sad. You know, we talk about refinement in the Bible, right? There's this refining process that God allows us to go through and sometimes takes us through, and that can be super painful. And it's not because God wants to punish us or make us pay or anything like that. It's because scripture says a loving father corrects those that he loves. So he loves us so much that whenever we veer off, he has to correct us because that's how much he loves us and he wants the best for us. I love it. There's a podcast with Matt Redman and Jeremy Riddle, and they talk about God. He is the comforter, but he's also the confronter. And so sometimes there's places that God wants us to go that the current state that we're in, we can't get there as we are. And so he kind of has to chip away at some of the things that, you know, is unhealthy for us and the things that we hold on to, the walls, the just the stuff, the junk. And he's like, hey, I love you so much. We got to get rid of this because where you're headed, this cannot go there. And so I'm learning that healing requires just different steps that I kind of wanted to talk about. And I'm not saying that these are the only steps, nor is this a completely extensive list. I just wanted to share how I've learned and experienced the journey of healing to maybe encourage and give you something to think about and take to God to encounter in your own story. So first, when it comes to healing, it may require a death. And if that sounds too rough, an ending. You know, people often say they admire the way that I have restraint with how I eat. And my honest response, and when it comes to like, I don't really eat gluten or dairy. Obviously, I'm not perfect and I cheat. But, you know, I often say that I had to. Like, I had to quit eating gluten and dairy because it would mess me up. So it really wasn't like this awesome, like, oh, I'm so good. It was just like, well, my body was saying no, and so I had to say no. You know, we usually start out our journey of healing because something has died or something has ended. For me, it was my normal health, right? And for others, you know, it may also be this ending or this death of a life that they once knew before sickness began. There were things that I never had to think about or worry about or be concerned about until pain became a larger part of my story. For some of us, maybe it's a death of a relationship or an ending of a relationship because of a conflict or a breakup or a friendship having to end. And maybe it's just the death of a way you used to live without depression or anxiety. It could even be the ending of how you spent your time or the death of how you spent your time. And I know that sounds dramatic, but maybe you're a newer parent and there's this ending of free time or an ending of being able to sleep in and make your own schedule. Maybe there's some of you right now literally going through a physical death of somebody that you love and that you once knew. And often many of us pursue healing, not just because we think it's a good idea, but we're forced to. Or we can't exist the way we have anymore because we know that we need to change. And, you know, people used to tell me, and if you've gone through something, which all of us have, but if you've gone through something maybe that was like a little more public to the people around you, you know, they used to say, you're so strong. And I think of people that I have so much admiration for, and it's because of all they went through. And while we have the choice of how we go through it, many become strong simply because they just had to. It was either get the courage and do it or sit back and kind of waste away, you know? And I didn't want to go through any chronic pain. I didn't want to be called strong. I just wanted to be seen as normal. I wanted to live my life. I wanted to pursue the things that I was passionate about. I did not care if people thought I was brave and strong and courageous. Not one bit. So if you're in an area where you're needing to heal, I just want to encourage you, yes, there was and is a death or an ending that has either maybe just happened or has to happen, and it will most likely be painful. And it's interesting how many of us view pain and we brace hoping like it never really happens to us, right? We kind of walk through and we're like, oh, let me avoid that sharp edge. Oop, let me kind of get through here and shift through here. Like we really try to live a life that avoids pain. But the reality of this life is that there is indeed much pain and suffering. And most of it, we won't know the answers as to why until we're with our Father in heaven. But I want to be someone who doesn't avoid pain. I want to face it. And I know that I haven't always been the best at it. And it's going to always be a lifelong journey of learning how to lean into Jesus and learn how to just take pain and give it to him rather than asking why. I heard somebody say once, instead of asking why, ask what now, you know? And then what's most important about it is leaning into Jesus, because again, we talked about this in the first episode. Why go through hard things on our own? Like, why go through them without God, our creator, the one who knows and sees? Why do we do that? There is a pastor and teacher. His name's Craig Cooney, and he wrote a book called The Tension of Transition, which has been an amazing book for me as I've gone through a lot of transition in the last 4 months. And he just talks about how many of us see life as this roller coaster with ups and downs. But he says he views it more like a train on two tracks. One track is the beauty and the joys of life, and the other track is the hardships and challenges that we go through. And it's not really this either or per se, but it's a both and. And there's a way to experience beauty and joy while we're very much navigating the real grief and pain and suffering that is going on in life. So that's the first one. After we experience this death or this ending, we then may find a need to make a correction or an adjustment. So this may look like ending a romantic relationship or friendship because there has been too much health. It might look like finding the need to adopt some new mindsets when it comes to the kind of people we date or the kind of friends we're drawn to once we've recognized these unhealthy patterns. You know, maybe some of us, if we're codependent, we might notice how our general well-being really is dependent on others around us. If, you know, a friend or loved one is having a bad day, we kind of unintentionally start to have this bad day and try and figure it out for them. You know, other people's successes and failures, they fall on us. Or maybe we expect people to meet our needs instead of us meeting our own needs. Maybe we expect those around us to know our needs and meet any unspoken expectation that we might have without us having to say a single thing. That's not me at all. You know, this might look like changing our mindset about physical and nutritional habits. Maybe we start recognizing the need for movement for our mental and our physical well-being, as well as understanding how food either fuels the body or it harms it. It can be a tough part in the journey because it's almost like you went down to the basement, turned the lights on, and noticed, oh my gosh, there's so much clutter and junk down here. And it can feel really overwhelming, and it can make us look at ourselves and think, wait, what? Why the heck am I so messed up? Where did I go wrong? What was I doing? I've been trying to live my life, you know, for Jesus. How am I so messed up? Which is tough. But this is the part where we have to look at our unhealth, and it can feel really scary and big. And it's absolutely necessary for us to go through this. And every single one of us experiences this. So if you think that your junk is bad, I promise you that we all have those boxes hidden in the back that we think nobody else could ever possibly have in common with us. We try and hide it. We don't want anybody to see it. We've duct taped it. We've super glued it. We've stapled it. You know, we've done everything we can so that nobody else could possibly open it. But my friend, we are all so much more alike than we think. We have many, many of the same struggles and unhealthy patterns and mindsets and habits. We just do. We're human. We're really good at making ourselves feel, you know, extra special in how messed up we are, right? There's a lot of us who we're like, yeah, whatever. I'm fine. I'm normal. I'm not that special. But nobody's as messed up as me. I get the gold medal for that. And it's just faulty thinking. It's just also a way, I think, that the enemy can try to imprint that into our minds even deeper so that he can try and stop us. He can't stop us, but he can try and distract us so that we can't experience the fullness of healing that God really does have for us. And that is for every single one of us. So we experience a death or an ending. We have to learn the need for a correction or an adjustment in our mindset, in our lifestyle. And then there's this period that almost feels like kind of infancy stage again, where we need to learn or relearn things in a new and healthy way. So this is when maybe we go for pastoral counseling or therapy because we really need to learn how to process well or learn healthier ways to navigate our life. You know, for me, it's been learning how to process grief well with God and with others. My natural go-to is just repression and avoidance. And if you've heard anything at all about me talk about the mind-body syndrome, repression is such a huge part of it. But this absolutely doesn't work. And while I still have a long ways to go, absolutely, I have been learning how to give my hurts to God as well as share them with those I trust about, you know, what's going on in my heart and my mind. I think, you know, it's felt so foreign that I've had to work through the thoughts of like, I'm selfish to talk about me, or I'm needy to have these emotions and no one wants to deal with me. Or if people know that I'm not that healthy, they'll judge me. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. It's hard, man. It's hard. And it takes practice to choose how to operate in health. It really does. We've had years of practice in unhealth, so we're not just going to wake up the next day and be like, all right. And how many times have you done that? I've done that. Oh my gosh. I'm like, okay, 5 a.m., here we go. Workout, devotions, mindset training, reading. We're going to start the day. You know what I mean? It's like I have my whole day planned out and then I wake up and turn my alarm off and decide tomorrow again, you know? So if you're in this place where you're really making an effort to grow and heal, I really, really, really do applaud you so much, because sitting in our unhealth isn't easy because it's miserable. So that's not an easy route. But choosing to get healthy is also not easy as well, because it forces us to confront all of our dirt that we don't necessarily want to see or we want other people to see. But I'm telling you, it's so necessary. And again, we all have stuff we have to process. So the person that you admire the most and think is amazing and has it all together, I promise you they don't. And I don't say that to bash on anybody. I just say that they've for sure had to go through the hard work of healing as well. And life is really not this destination of I'm better. It's I'm learning every day how to be more like Jesus, and he will expose things in me that need to be healed to continue to keep growing. We learn, we heal, we grow, and then we notice something else that we need to heal about. And then we start to heal, we learn, we grow, we give it to Jesus, we learn how to process with him, we learn how to process with others, and the more healing we get into, the deeper we go, the more we find out, oh, there's actually a little bit more healing that needs to be done. And I feel like God does it differently in each one of us, but sometimes we hit these layers of intense healing, and then God lovingly allows us to see things we hadn't seen before because we weren't ready when we had, you know, the 4 inches of junk on top. He said, I need y'all to get through that. And now here's something that might be a little more difficult, but you can handle it because I'm doing it with you. We're processing together. We don't ever want to process grief apart from Jesus, because there's so much to say about that. But it's just, we have this, I don't know where we've learned it, but this thing of like, I'm going to go over here in the corner and I'm going to just, you know, process these emotions and junk on my own. And then I'm going to come back to Jesus. God, you're so worthy. You're so good. And he's like, I want you to give me all of that. Like, come here, let's talk about it. I'm not going to, you know, wave my finger at you and say, how dare you? I'm actually going to show you how much I love you and what I think of you. And it's through me that you're going to find healing, because I'm going to lovingly touch the places that you feel are the dirtiest. And I'm going to say, hey, I died for this. And I love you so much. And this shame and this guilt and this hiding that you feel like you have to go in, I didn't cause any of that. I didn't want you to do any of that. I wanted you to come and find freedom and bring it to the light together, because that's where healing is found. And so, you know, after the death, the change in mindset, the learning in the infancy stage, it's this walking in this new healing now, right? So we feel like we've maybe found some healing. And so it's supposed to be exciting and feel really good. And maybe in some circumstances, that is the absolute case. Absolutely. For me, in this new season of walking in physical healing, it can actually still feel pretty hard because it's not like, oh my gosh, like I'm out of a ton of the pain that I used to be in and now everything is amazing. No, it's kind of like, okay, wow, there are really these behaviors and mindsets that I'm consistently working to reframe because I've learned to live in that way for so long. You know, I was on a tour for a couple weeks ago, and it was pretty grueling. It was a bus tour, and you know, so that means like not very much sleep, and the way that I eat, it's a little bit harder to, you know, just keep the same habits that I have. And so my thing that I work through is that being busy makes me sick. Like for years, I just was like, man, you know, okay, I'm going to do some cool things. And then I need an entire week off because I'm going to get sick because my body just can't handle me being busy. And then as I've learned more about the mind-body process, I realized, no, I don't get sick from being busy. I get sick from being stressed out about getting sick from being busy. And so when I got back from tour, I had maybe one day off, and then I kind of just had to, you know, jump into a lot more things, and I was doing good, and then it hit, and I got super dizzy and nauseous, and, you know, it lasted for about 2 days, but I was proud of myself as it was happening. I was recognizing, I was like, okay, I think this is just because, and just prior to tour, there's so much going on in my life that I've kind of just been in go mode and I've not been willing to just sit and feel the things I need to feel. And just talk about it with God. Because there've been different relational things that have just, you know, tugged on my heart and, just change, and change for me can be really scary. And so I noticed in myself how my body, and my brain was trying to tell me like, hey, usually you give us a week to stop and you didn't. So now, Whitney, as your brain, I'm trying to stop you because I need you to be safe. And so, you know, there are these things that, again, I don't even think healing is the destination. It's a journey, especially for me when it comes to chronic pain. It's learning how to walk in new healing patterns. And so, you know, for me, my healing has just exposed deeper layers of healing that I need to walk through. You know, maybe you've healed from a relationship, which is beautiful. And it can be accompanied by having to create some new boundaries with people, which isn't an easy thing to do and can be really painful. Maybe it looks like creating a routine around physical activity and building this habit of moving because you love yourself, not because you are trying to, you know, punish yourself or lose weight. It's literally, I know how good this makes my body and my brain feel, and so I want to make space for it. Habits take time to create and can also cause us to learn new things about ourselves, good and difficult. You know, for me, I'm walking in healing in a couple different areas. I'm experiencing an ending or a death in some. I'm having to change my mindset in other ways. You know, in some aspects, I feel like I'm in the infancy stage. And so I don't think there's this linear stage at all. Times that are going on, I've just learned how to recognize, okay, I think I'm in this stage. And I wanted to talk about this in our You Can Do Hard Things series because I really wanted to encourage you in just how profound it is to walk through healing. And again, we never do it apart from God. We can go to all the counselors, we can read all the books, we can listen to all the podcasts, but apart from God, we cannot experience the fullness of healing that is possible only with Him. It's all good and helpful, but it's all secondary to leaning into Jesus. We can heal with Jesus and without therapy. We can heal from therapy, but not fully without the power of Jesus working in our lives, right? So they all go together, but we can heal from Jesus, just Him alone. He is the author and the finisher of our stories. And again, I say that being somebody who is, of course, very pro therapy and all of that. But we also cannot lean on those things without the power of Jesus working in our narrative as well. He wrote the story. He knows us more than we know ourselves. Therefore, to walk in complete and total healing, we have to rely on his wisdom and leading. And to be clear, I very much believe in the supernatural healing and power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray that those of you listening would even begin to experience it right now. I believe that he heals our bodies supernaturally. I believe he can heal thought patterns and restore relationships in an instant. And I also believe that he heals us through resources and people he's placed in our lives and allows us to walk it out as well. Healing is not for the faint of heart, my friends. That is why many choose not to pursue the path of healing. I have chosen not to address things because it hurts too much. There's things I'm sure I'm still trying to push down and not address, and it's just part of being human and being fallible. I want to give, you know, some fun, shiny spin to be able to kind of close this conversation together, but I honestly think that would just be fake. You are more than capable of walking out healing in different areas of your life. It takes a willing spirit, heart, and mind, and the reliance of the Holy Spirit to navigate the journey. I promise you, you are not alone. Seek out professional help or the help of those around you that you trust to support you if you need that. And of course, lean into the presence of Jesus and ask him what he thinks and has to say about it. And as we close, I just want to pray for those of us who are taking the courageous step to pursue healing, no matter how difficult it may feel, because we know that there is glory and there is beauty on the other side of your healing. So Jesus, I just pray for my friend right now, Lord. Whatever season of their life that they are in, God, I pray. Lord, first I just pray for your wisdom. And your knowledge and your insight. Lord, I pray for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, I pray that you would also give them insight into how to navigate this journey, Lord, because it can be overwhelming and confusing and painful and scary and isolating, Jesus. And I just pray and I come against any spirit of isolation that anybody would want to run into, Lord, that they would run to you and into your arms, Lord. Lord, I pray for the right resources. I pray for the right people. God, I pray that they would come to encounter you in such a real and fresh way, Lord God, that they would come to know that your mercies are so new every single morning, God, and there's nothing, Lord, nothing that we can do that separates us from your love, Jesus. And so I just pray for, Lord, any faulty thinking that we might have, Lord, any wrong thoughts that we have about you, Lord, and what you say about us, that you don't care, or that there are things that we have to process without you because it's too dirty, Lord. Lord, that we would be reminded, God, that there is no height nor depth to your love, that your love is so extravagant and overwhelming for us, that you love us, that you sent your son to die on the cross for each one of us, Lord, and that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that you don't want to heal in our lives. And so I pray, Jesus, for those who feel lonely, for those who feel desperate, for those who feel confused, for those who feel like they've been trying for so many years and feel like they have gotten nowhere, Lord, whether it just be, you know, leaning into spiritual practices and principles, or whether it be taking practical resources and going to therapy, like they just feel like they've never made an indent into their healing, Lord. And I just pray against, just anything that the enemy would try and do to make some of us feel like we just aren't capable of healing, that we will always be this way, that it will never get better, Jesus. I just pray, I come against that mindset, and I come against just that lie of the enemy, that you are not too broken, you are not too disgusting or dirty or guilty of the things that you've done, but he loves you so, 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 so much. And there is nowhere that you've been that he hasn't gone with you. And so I just thank you, Jesus, for your healing power, Lord, for the blood, God, for your blood that you shed for us, Jesus. that we can receive it so freely. We don't have to work for it. We don't have to try and earn it, Lord God. But you give it so freely, Jesus. And so I just pray that you would just remind us of that, Jesus. Even right now in this place, Lord, I proclaim healing over bodies. I proclaim healing over mindsets and thoughts and emotions that we feel like we have to believe what we don't, Lord. We believe your truth. We believe your word. We believe what you say about us, Jesus. And so would you give us the direction? Would you give us the insight? Would you give us the resources, the people who need to be a part of this journey with us and our healing, Lord? We just love you. And I just thank you so much for my friends who are listening right now, Lord, that you are touching them, that you see them, that you love them so much. In your name we pray. Amen. Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review. And let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood, as well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.